Hometown Teams, How Sports Shape America is a Smithsonian Institution traveling exhibition brought to our state by the Maryland Humanities Council, traveling to 5 sites through November. Host sites add Maryland sports stories with local exhibits and programs. The exhibit opens at the Galesville Community Center in Anne Arundel County this Saturday, July 25th, in partnership with the Anne Arundel County Cultural Resources Division of the Office of Planning and Zoning. Heather Ertz, project coordinator for Galesville and exhibit coordinator and PR consultant, tells us about Galesville's unique sports history.
Sandlot baseball, named for the dusty fields on which it was played, was a foundation of African-American community life across the country throughout the 20th century. It provided recreation for local boys and men, entertainment for their fans, and a sense of purpose for all. In the early 1900s, a network of amateur teams evolved in the Washington metropolitan area, and Anne Arundel County was home to several. Local teams such as the Galesville Hot Sox united communities as families gathered at ball fields all over the county to see their neighbors, friends, and relatives play. In the segregated Anne Arundel County of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, sandlot ball took on a life of its own. Its importance is evident in the comment of a former fan. When asked why seemingly everyone was involved in the game, he replied, "We didn't have anything else." Most often, games were played on summer Sundays after church. Teams traveling to the field in buses, cars, or on foot would meet each other for hours of serious play and fun. Sandlot teams were a source of pride, and their survival depended upon community support. Money raised from events sponsored by the team and their families helped to pay for uniforms, supplies, and expenses. The teams played for free and traveled at their own expense to face off against their neighbors next door or in the neighboring states like Delaware and Virginia. To stay competitive, teams began to recruit players from the entire area, not just the neighborhood, and in doing so lost their distinctiveness. The better players joined tri-state league teams for their share of semi-professional glory and a possible shot at the big leagues. Gradually, neighborhood teams disbanded, leaving community centers or other organizations to sponsor baseball. Even the Tri-State League began to phase out in the late 1960s, although it survived into the 1980s, as did the Galesville Hot Sox team. Since then, the gloves, baseballs, bats, knee pads, scoreboards, and record books have all been put away, leaving only memories of a great sandlot team. But that will soon change. Over the past 2 years, the Galesville Community Center, Anne Arundel County, and the local community have come together to discover, preserve, and honor Galesville Hot Sox baseball team, which is now celebrating the 100th anniversary of its formation in 1915. The community has conducted interviews and captured memories and artifacts, which have been transformed into a story quilt and documentaries. All of these will be shared with the public when the Smithsonian Institution's Museum on Main Street's exhibition, Hometown Teams, opens at the Galesville Community Center.
The Hometown Teams exhibit, along with the companion exhibit highlighting the Galesville Hot Sox, will be at the Galesville Community Center through September 12th. Visit www.historicgalesville.org to learn more. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.